Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
Is that, you mean, is that your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby!
It's a new untold story.
People pay big bucks for it.
Big fucking bucks. 4 ads today?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah. Let me just troubleshoot one.
Just troubleshoot. Hold on. I got to promo this anyway. Kyle, throw this on.
Let me know if you need help.
Throw the hat on. Chill, fuck off. I forgot all about that.
I'm probably going to leave that in.
Yeah, whoa, no.
Did Kyle do the face?
Yeah.
Did he do the face?
No, every time
you pass a reflective surface.
No, I don't.
Owen, come stand in front of the camera and do the face. Every time you pass a reflective surface, you do this.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. And Owen's called you out, and I've never noticed. And now I've been, any reflective surface.
No.
Yes, it happened at the bathhouse in the locker room, and then I started noticing it happen when you walk by windows of stores.
What, I do this?
No, you know what face you do.
Oh, you do like a fish face?
No, it's just like you when do I like a hot face.
Like a hot face?
Yeah, you hot face.
You like pack a fake lip with your tongue, and then you put one eyebrow up. It's like...
I don't know. It sounds like you're already looking at your own reflection. That's how you would even see that. I don't know what you do in reflections.
He looks at you.
Shit.
When you look in a mirror, do you like try to make yourself look hotter?
No, I'm so low maintenance. I don't even look at myself.
You're so low maintenance.
Yeah, I'm so low maintenance. I don't.
You've been spending so much money on clothes lately.
Clothes?
That piece right there. You know you get compliments when you wear that piece.
Yeah, it's my most complimented piece.
And yet,
fly.
And how many like lotions do you use, and oils and serums
and salves?
Because I'm fucking mad itchy, and it's for no reason.
You itchy. Your skin is dry.
I have one of the premier symptoms of lymphoma,
which is itchiness.
That's why I was late. I walked to Hudson. I did a cancer walk.
Shut up. Did you really?
Not like a relay for life.
I know you didn't do that.
I wasn't like fundraising for cancer. It was just me like thinking about how I statistically probably don't have cancer.
Yes.
Like almost definitely not. My life is way better than people with and without cancer. But I was just thinking of the possibility in my head.
Why? You have
it's a therapeutic to go on a walk and think about like, what if I did have
cancer? So today's December 8th. If you look at today's yak towards the end, you got really, really quiet. Because you were on WebMD.
I didn't speak the whole yak.
Because you were in your own head about this.
Yeah, but well, I have three of like the principal symptoms.
Yeah, but what are they?
Yeah, say them.
Itchiness.
It is the peak of winter.
Incessant,
it is just getting
incessant
cold.
Incessant itchiness with no sign of a rash.
That's dry skin. You don't have to have a rash to itch.
Oh, I don't have dry skin.
How do you? Yes.
Because I'm moist.
That's your face that's is moist. Where's your itchiness?
I'm sweating.
Are you showering a lot? You're showering.
To the next point. Now you're going to like you're going to be a hypocrite because I'm constantly sweating. I wake up in a pool of sweat, night sweats.
You're just a sweaty guy. You've been sweaty forever.
I have been sweaty for about a couple years. I haven't been to the doctor.
Do you think you've had lymphoma for 3 years?
I haven't been to the doctor in over 2 years. I had never even bothered to feel my lymph nodes. Not even a pet.
I don't know. I think lymphoma would fight quicker than it is now. If you had had it for two years.
You would be degrading faster.
I'm the type, my personality type is consistent with people who die silently of lymphoma.
Why?
Quietly, silently, slowly.
When's your doctor's appointment?
It's the 20th.
You can't move that? What? I was just actually asking you.
I just thought about the possibility of me like wooing my radiologist.
That was the. You think that would
I'm
happen?
Gonna wear this to the. No, I'm just thinking out. I'm thinking out loud.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna wear this to my radiologist and see what I can get. See if I can like retroactively get a earlier appointment.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Mm. Do you think she'll eye up your dick under the X-ray machine?
I don't fucking know.
Do dicks show up on X-rays?
Do they?
I don't know. There's no bone.
Maybe she's just got a, it's a guessing. Maybe it's sensual. The premier sign of lymphoma is itchiness.
It's like night sweats.
These are so fucking common.
The guy who runs the Yak memes account, the Yak After Dark memes account, DM me and was like, yo, like I wouldn't worry about that unless you have night sweats. And I was like, I do. Often.
How sweaty?
You don't. And it doesn't. That's the thing.
Do you have your heat on?
I probably don't have cancer, but it's not like, oh, you don't have cancer now. It's like you don't have cancer yet.
You could say that for any human being.
So it's just like, all right, so I don't have it now, but I'll eventually have it.
You could say that for any human being.
Yeah, you could say, oh, they're not dying, but they're going to die. Everyone's going to die.
And that makes it even worse.
No, that makes it better.
Because every person I tell this to, I'm like, oh, I have to get an ultrasound on my lymph nodes. They're always like, oh, I know so many people who have, and I know like one person who had to have like got his neck digging into with a knife.
Yeah.
Every single person I tell.
How does that
That's
not
how common
you?
It is.
To get to have scares, yes.
That's
because
how
people's minds go right to it.
So yeah. So say I go to the doctor and like, oh, like this is suspicious. This is like even tumorous. So like, we're gonna have to cut into your neck and jaw. Like that, it would be like the most common thing in the world because everyone I've talked to knows
that's
someone
the most common
who's
thing in
no,
the world.
No, it's not the most common, but it is so common that like you can't. No one would be shocked.
Do you know like 90% of hedgehogs die of cancer?
That's how common it is.
You can't compare yourself to a hedgehog. But you don't want us to stop breeding hedgehogs?
It's mad hedgehogs dying of this. And just like, that's like a wow fact to me. And then it's like, oh, humans, like that makes way more sense.
All right, so night sweats, itchy skin, and what's the third?
Coming late, but like, well, I guess.
Shut the fuck up. Are you making light of this disease now?
What do you got for me?
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
For 15%
Until
off.
Dude Wipes, hygiene has never been like fun. It's always been like, let's decrease how unlikable it is, but let's still make it like a mundane routine. Mm-hmm. Like L'Oreal even tried it. They were like, no tears. Then we like aged and we're like, oh, that meant no tears in your hair.
Yeah.
Because it still hurts my eyes badly. So that was like an attempt from L'Oreal, but Dude Wipes finally got it where it is pleasurable to wipe with the wipes.
The L'Oreal bottle, it had an eyeball. Was it supposed to be a fish? Was that supposed to double as like
a
toy?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not very obviously a fish.
Yeah, it was a fish.
How was it obviously a fish? It wasn't shaped like a fish. It just had an eyeball.
Yeah, it was. It was a rounded tip.
The rounded tip of a fish and the eye of a fish.
Oh, shampoo bottles have a flat top.
Nick, it had gills.
It did not have gills. You're making me sound like a dumbass. Kyle, what do we want to talk about today, friend?
What do we got?
I don't know. Let's play the theme song. We'll think of something by the time this song ends.
Is that your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story. Yeah, yeah. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
A new untold story.
Have you ever, what are you doing with your hands?
No.
What are you doing?
The mannequin challenge.
I bet you were very into the mannequin challenge. What was that, to Black Beatles?
Black Beatles.
Yeah.
Ray Schremer.
How the fuck did that
drummer's ear backwards?
Well, it's not ear drummers, right?
But it's completely backwards. Yeah.
They said that as if it was some creative, ingenious naming process. Like, A, ear drummers or drummer's ear isn't a thing.
Not a thing. They could have been that.
And it's the
not
finished a product, thing, Ray Schremer, doesn't sound
not,
natural.
It's not a phrase that anyone has ever used. And Ray Schremer isn't a thing, isn't a name.
You should have seen my fucking face when I found out Ray Schremer was ear drummer backwards.
Schremer. And it's they took liberty with R-A-E being Ray. It's now you guys are two people. Now you sound like one man with a fake name.
Yeah.
Ray Schremer.
Schremer.
They were my freshman year concert.
They were at WMU to my school too. They were on campuses.
They were on campuses.
Your
last name backwards is In a Rut.
Yeah, which is like a saying for bad luck.
I just thought of that.
Oh no.
Terrainy backwards is In a Rut.
Yeah, just like a
And that
sentence.
Is no coincidence.
No, that's
the etymology
much been my
of
life.
That. Your lineage
oh,
like
my
is,
God. Yeah, that's
is
a prophecy.
Rooted.
Yeah.
It's rooted in failure.
Yeah.
Nick Terrainy is In a Rut kin. That translates
the son of In a Rut.
That translates to you fell off, fam.
Fuck you.
That's your last
name. Yeah,
Because Bauer is German for farmer.
Okay.
Roeder is German for
king.
King. Terrainy is dyslexic for depressed loser. In a rut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look in the mirror.
No, I remember I was like...
Look at the text in a mirror of your last name. It will say in a rut.
Have you ever looked up your family history?
No.
So my last name phonetically is the capital of Albania, right? How do you say, what's the capital of Albania?
Tirana.
Yeah. And that's where my grandfather's from. So I was like, maybe I'm fucking royalty. So I did Ancestry.com, paid for it. And I wanted to find out what my grandfather was because he passed when I was young. Didn't know anything about him. And I found the document of what he was, first name, last name. And then his career was pot boy. He just scrubbed pots, chamber pots. And he's that was his, I was pissed off.
In a rut.
Ray Schremer, when they came to my school, I went to the show and I left early, mm-hmm. Good figure. And I went back to my apartment and my roommate Marcus was with his girlfriend at the time. Marcus Black.
This
isn't
dead
Marcus.
We have a lot of Marcuses in our life. It's not dead Marcus.
It's not
a live Marcus either.
Nor is it a live Marcus.
Marcus Black is all right.
He's all right. He was my roommate in college, mm-hmm. And I walked in my apartment and him and his girlfriend were on the couch. He was butt ass naked and she just had her shirt up. He was sucking on her titty. He was really focused on sucking on her titty. And, she looked at me and shrugged.
He was butt naked.
He was butt naked. She just had her shirt up. She was wearing
fully clothed with just
button fly jeans. Yeah.
Lifting her shirt up.
Yeah. And she was watching Mud with Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
And she just looks at me and she's like, and then I was like, Marcus. And he just looks up at me butt ass naked. And he just goes, mama. And it was the funniest fucking thing. The weirdest fucking thing. I got to call him actually. Cause I don't know if he'll remember. He's got to, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to, like, justify his case.
I use just, like, my friends have to hate when I call them.
They know what's up.
He's going to try to be all cool, pick up. What's up, baby?
He's not busy.
What's up? No, he's not fucking busy.
I know him very well. He's not busy.
We're just going to have to cut this whole thing.
Yo.
Marcus, you're on the podcast. When I walked in on you sucking the titty, what did you say?
Mama.
Wait. Yeah. All right. And what was the clothing situation of you in the second party?
I was sucking on her titties. But no,
thanks, Marcus.
You don't know what clothes mean.
Thanks, Marcus. Peace.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. He's, yo, what were you wearing? I was sucking on titties. That's great.
That is a good excuse.
What are you wearing?
It doesn't matter what you're wearing when you're sucking titties. Like, fashion goes out the window.
Out the window. Nobody cares about fashion when you're sucking on a titty.
Yeah.
That's fact. But do you have any wild college stories? None about myself.
Sucking on a titty? I sucked a titty at a... That already sounded fake. I was like trying to lie. I couldn't even verbalize that
without it sounding fake.
I didn't suck a titty. All of my relationships began and ended at Olive Garden.
That is true.
It's the best place to start and finish a relationship. It's something the ambiance.
Broken up at an Olive Garden.
You've broken
me
up.
Me too.
Why would you want to at the end of the meal at least?
And I remember. I wasn't even planning on breaking up with her.
I think you've told this story.
We arrived at Olive Garden and I had to use the bathroom while she was getting seated. And I came back from the bathroom to our seat and she was like, look what the cat dragged in. And that infuriated me to a point that doesn't even, it transcends human emotion.
That pissed me off hearing it.
That idiom only works when you arrive for the first time to somebody. We came to this restaurant in the same car.
So did it
piss
you off?
We walked into it.
Did the cattiness of her saying that piss you off, or the misuse of the idiom?
It was both. It was like the perfect combination of both.
Did you let it slide?
No, but I didn't acknowledge the problem. I just was just really rude for the rest of the dinner. And eventually she was like, what's your problem? And I was like, I'm trying to solve it right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad. And she was like, well, what is it? And I was like, Y equals MX plus B. And she was like, oh, you're being funny now. Oh, you're being funny. And I was like, you know what? I just solved it. You equals my X plus bye. Then I gestured. I did the Miami U. I was like, get an Uber.
Are you guys on good terms now?
You equal my ex. And bye. Because I didn't want to break up with her in a weird way.
Why did you need the Miami U?
Is your Uber working? Get your Uber.
But why the...
I don't
know. It would just be the Uber U.
What? I did. Yeah, it was. I made it that she understood fully
that it was both a Miami Hurricane to you and a
Uber. I thought it was it was the cool. Most clever shit in the world.
And are you guys on good terms right now?
No. Because then I hit her with the TI-84 plus.
The calculator? Yeah. What was it?
She said, we're done. And I said, TI, that's it. Then I ate 4+ bowls of minestrone while she was waiting for her Uber outside. That's the way you break us out. You have to keep it short and sweet.
And I don't think that was short or sweet.
No, that was definitely sweet. That shit was sweet.
You just used math terms.
The execution wasn't as good as like the planning process.
Were you just stewing over it? Like
look what the cat dragged in. Just
that would destroy me. Mm-hmm. My
God. You can't I didn't want to break up with her in a gay. Like I didn't want to give
you
her
You can break up gaily.
I didn't want to give her any gay shit that she could quote to her friends.
Yeah.
So I gave her the straightest line possible.
An equation.
Y equals MX plus B.
That But then you did like a hand symbol.
Then like you are the type of guy who would fall into the PEMDAS method of breaking up.
All right, what is it? All right. Yeah?
Well, let me think. maybe date again soon. And now you gave her, like, you know, leverage.
Yeah, hope.
You have a beautiful mind.
No, he's just off. He's on acronym mode.
I'm gonna beat that to the ground.
No, I get dumped. I never do the dumping.
Yeah, me neither.
Were you gonna say often?
Yeah.
Same.
I knew that's what you were gonna say.
Yeah, I was, but I decided to not say that.
Yeah. I knew. Yeah.
You knew.
Yeah. Yeah. I just fetishize like breaking up with girls so much that I just like make up stories like that.
Yeah. Oh, dude. In the shower, I break up with so many girls. Yeah. I still need a cool way to do it.
Well, I just, you know, I kind of just lobbed you one.
What was it?
Just give you the alley oop.
What was the alley oop?
The Y equals MX plus.
I'm not taking your line.
I wonder if that's ever been done.
No, Kyle. No.
Okay.
Today's up.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Careful about wearing the same shit too often, though. Because we met Nate, Barstool Nate, yeah, at a bar for his birthday.
And we were both wearing our podcast's merch in hopes of like getting recognized.
Yeah. But when I left, one of the girls, the girl Nate was with, asked you if we were dating.
She did.
What?
I forget it was like,
we weren't even like doing anything to warrant companionship.
We weren't acting gay, but it was justified.
We could have hung out with somebody and they wouldn't even have assumed we were friends. We sat on different parts of the table, but she just assumed were dating.
I think it was the way we said bye, maybe.
What did I say?
I think you were like making me laugh too.
Yeah, I definitely
and vice
was.
And vice versa.
No. But the thing is like, I was making you laugh with ease, like with these little inside jokes that we have.
I know.
And you were laughing really hard at me.
That's the thing about you. Like, you don't just make me laugh. Like, yeah, you make me genuinely crack up.
Yeah, that is the thing. Like, and with you, it's like, sure, on the surface level, they're funny. But when you look a little bit deeper, it's almost like you understand me when you're telling the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Inside.
That was the extent of it. And like, she's still just like, assumed that must have been like skeletons in her own closet.
She was
like
projecting herself. Boyfriend. Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't even like, yes, I was laughing, but it was like more like internal, which I guess if she could see, like engage that.
Yeah.
Then I guess maybe she would.
There must have been some sort of wire crossed. I don't know. We're not. Let's clear that right now.
Yeah.
What else do you got, Kyle?
What else? Look at my phone.
Christmas is coming up. You excited? Okay. Boys, got your shopping done?
No. Kyle?
No, but you've been really into like the shopping game.
I love giving gifts. I'm a great gift giver.
You're giving too much.
Yeah, I think
you're spending so how much are you spending?
A lot, because it's a sign I've learned when you see somebody that's like spending money recklessly on things that aren't for them. Huge sign of suicidalness of like, you know, depression. Like they don't care about.
So what did you learn?
What do you mean?
What are you saying?
Like suicidal people, you'll notice they'll spend a huge lump of money on a whim on something that's not for themselves.
Okay. So are you trying to like tell people you're suicidal?
I don't know. No, I'm just saying that there's like correlations.
You could just tell me. No, you couldn't just. No, I would not react appropriately.
No, I don't think you would. How would you react?
I don't know.
Well, I am spending a lot of money.
That's crazy.
On like people I'm not, like I'm buying things for people I'm not even that close for.
Like who?
I spent $200 on Gay Pat.
For what? What'd you get him?
Got him the James Charles Morphe palette.
Damn. I've bought that before.
Marcus just texted me and he said, if you tell that story, just use a fake name. Because I guess he is like a teacher now. So it was Marcus with a K, Black.
Oh, okay.
Did I say his last name beforehand or did
no,
I?
No, but now, okay. Yeah.
But so no, Marcus Black gives it more.
Yeah, it's Marcus Black, but with a K.
With a K in the
at the end of the word Black.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah, that's it. Black with a K. Marcus.
He is like a, well, is he a teacher or like a glorified teacher?
What does that mean?
Does he just spend time with kids professionally or does he teach them?
He's like the manager of an orphanage. So,
okay. God forbid they find out he sucked a tit.
Yeah.
They'd clown him.
They'd clown him. I don't think these kids, I don't think orphans don't listen to podcasts, do they?
No. And they don't suck titties.
No, they don't.
They don't get to.
I feel like it's an extreme of one and an extreme low of the other.
Yeah.
I feel like they never do one, but always do the other.
Yeah. That's fair. It depends on the age of the orphan. Can you age out of being an orphan?
Well, yeah. If you turn 18, you're just homeless.
Wow.
I feel like they're listening to a lot of podcasts or sucking titties.
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Not and.
Hmm. They no one's doing both.
Orphans have to choose a route.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky. Actually, I'm not lucky. Sometimes I wish I was an orphan.
Huh?
For the pussy.
Mm.
You could play that sympathy card. Also, especially around Christmas time. What?
What are you talking about?
Orphans get... girls love to fuck
like,
orphans.
This is the most... You just constantly cope. You're all... Like, every, like, group of people, you're like, yeah, they're so lucky they get the pussy.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, someone who would be the least on the hierarchy of getting pussy.
Orphans?
How even would you, like explain that?
Like a guy...
How are orphans luckier than you when it comes to pussy?
A guy going to a bar and, like, some girl brings up their parents and he's just like, I never knew mine. I was an orphan. That's sexy.
I don't think.
That's, like, mysterious and sexy.
Mm. You know what's sexy when, like, a guy's like, yeah, like, my parents, they own... I was trying to think of like a Fortune 500 company.
You can't even name one.
I can't name one.
Name one. Apple.
IBM.
Yeah, my parents had an IBM.
That's hot.
Oh, did I tell you I was chilling with my IBM? Our IBM.
Our?
Yeah. Our Indian buddy, Maresh.
Yeah, we were just with him. You didn't have to tell me that.
No, I was hanging out with him one-on-one as well.
Where?
Sunday. We were watching the football game, the Steelers.
Okay.
And, I got a tap on my shoulder and I turned around and it was one of our coworkers, Jackie. She was like, I've been here for 30 minutes. I couldn't tell if that was you. I was like, what?
What?
I see you every day.
So where were you?
Stone Street Tavern, watching the Steelers.
Kind of like
game.
A small, like crowded
She
affair.
Was sitting 4 feet away from me.
She's a weirdo.
She came
Is she here?
I don't know. We should go grab her if she's here because she came up to me and she was like, I've been meaning to tell you something. I was like, Jackie, we've spoken twice.
Yeah.
And she pulled up a picture of a screenshot of Frank the Tank on her phone. And she was like, you guys look just alike, like in the face. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She was like, look at you guys. You guys are like dressed exactly the same too.
Whoa.
He was wearing like a quadruple XL James Harden Brooklyn Nets jersey. When have I ever worn that?
That's a staple for you.
That's always in my rotation. And then she was just like, all right, I got to go.
Love her.
And I just left.
I guess.
And she just left.
Like, that's the...
And I was like, do you want to like pull up a chair and like have a beer? And she was like, no, I just got my hair done. I was like, oh, what?
And
she just left. Oh, it was like, so you're already done. But like
the way she verbalized it, it seemed like she just like panicked and thought of that on the spot.
No, she had a screenshot of it. She had a screenshot of it and she was like,
she just thought you did. Like she like thought it was uncanny.
And I think she was expecting me to agree. Like, yeah, I get that all the time.
Was she like fighting back a laugh or like smirking maniacally?
No, she was dead serious.
Like, yeah, like you looked like Frank the Tank in this picture, like exactly like him.
Dude, that same day walking to meet IBM, I
was like right on Stone Street, and this dude came up to me, African American man, black guy. He was like, "Yo, are you actually Seth Rogen?" I was like, "What? Did somebody tell you I was?" But this is like the eighth occurrence of a black man thinking I was Seth Rogen.
Really?
Yeah, it's
that is true. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen once.
Yeah,
but it was like the way he said it. Like, "Are you actually?" implies that like people were like
already talking,
gawking and talking about it.
No, and he was like, he was one of the guys like bringing Amazon Fresh orders in like the vest.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
No, but it happened to me in Columbus. The first day I moved to Columbus, this van of like eight black dudes like opened up the van door and was like, "Seth Rogen, Seth." And I was just walking. I knew they were talking to me. So I just turned around and I went like this and they just went, "Yeah." And then closed the door and peel out and just left.
Do you look like him?
That ironically much? Frank the Tank said I looked like him.
I guess you look like Frank the Tank. What is the picture?
Is there a chance any of these black guys were just making fun of you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But like, why does it keep happening?
Funny every time.
Let's ask Ebony
who I look like.
Yeah, just bring it up.
Yeah,
just mention Seth Rogen and see what she says.
I mean, he's a wildly successful actor. I guess I can't be. Yeah, I can.
No, Seth Rogen's good looking.
Yeah, everybody's like hall pass. Everybody's number one.
Yeah, girls are obsessed with him. He like smoked. He like rolled a blunt on Twitter, and everyone's like,
they lost
"Please impregnate me."
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he does like pottery now, ceramics.
Yeah,
I took a ceramics class in college. I had to. Just felt like saying it.
You okay, Kyle?
Kyle?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I didn't. I don't know.
What was the feeling that you just had?
I don't know.
You can't describe the feeling you just had?
That's a symptom.
It has to be. I keep getting that it keeps happening, and I don't even know how to like even Google it.
What the fuck?
That was nitrous.
Was that a cold brew?
Yeah.
Espresso martini or just a drink? Martini.
No, it's just the coffee.
No, it says martini on the back, and no, it's Kahlua not. Branded.
Can I have a sip? Can I take a sip of
it
that?
Maybe, but barely.
It's Kahlua.
Taste it.
4.5%
Taste
I
it.
I smell the alcohol. I'm not tasting it. Did you just want it for the caffeine, or why did you get that?
He's got a whole espresso martini bit.
Yeah, he does. Here we go. What's the E stand for? Kyle, go ahead. You're going to take the wheel on this one, buddy.
What are we doing?
The one feedback we had was they want you to do more ads.
Yeah. Feedback.
What? Hmm.
Feed.
Hold on. Feedback. No, like I'm always looking. I don't, when I hear words, I don't just like hear them as words.
It's HelloFresh. It's a food ad. You could say feed.
I hear them as like a potential for something groundbreaking, not just in podcasting or comedy, but in life. Like I think, what can I do with this word to change people's lives for the better?
Feedback.
So now when you said feedback, my head is going, oh, this way, that way, this way, that way. Feedback. That could be a segue for HelloFresh.
Owen told you we have 36 minutes left on the camera and you're doing this?
Feedback. Is it HelloFresh?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I just said that.
Right. Yes.
It's eliminate trips to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I feel like we stress that enough, but it's not heard enough.
Have you said stress that enough every episode?
Did we stress it enough? I mean, if we have,
we haven't stressed it at all
we
yet.
Haven't we stopped stressing.
I mean, it can't be stressed enough in general that people go to the grocery store, and that is so inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
The trips to the grocery store, the money you spend, the time you spend, the travel, and the lugging the groceries back, especially if you live in a big city. HelloFresh delivers the pre-portioned meals straight to your door. They're good, they're filling, and they're healthy.
Now give us your personal anecdote.
I got, they have a new holiday spread.
Yeah,
they have a holiday cheese.
What's the cheese?
You can look that up. It's a holiday cheese.
That's the kind of cheese it is?
I don't know what kind it is. It could be a Gaillard. It could be a Brie. Probably not a Brie.
Probably not a Brie.
Probably closer to a Gaillard. But I don't even know what makes it a holiday. Maybe they didn't even have to even say holiday. They could have said the type of cheese, but it was incredible.
Yeah.
And that was just the side dish.
Domestic Gouda, probably.
No. Okay. If you want me to start, now I feel like I have to start over.
Start over.
Hopefully, stress it.
Make sure to stress it.
You stressed enough.
Okay. Yes.
And do you have a code?
Yeah. What is the code, Nick?
Kyle.
I've been using it.
But how did you forget it?
How did I forget it?
Come on. You
can look it up. No, I shouldn't even have to pull it up.
Why not? It's
because I use it so often.
Story 14. Story 14 for 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. You go to HelloFresh.com, story 14 upon checkout.
The balsamic and fig beef tenderloin and the pecan crusted salmon.
Yeah.
That's what adults crave. Children and like people who are still stuck trying to be children crave like these like fried onions on their burgers and like fried mozzarella sticks with a bunch of like cheese and bacon and condiments and goo. That's what I want.
something like balsamic-y,
something pecan, like the flavor is nutty or like a maple or something fruity.
What other than something Story with 14. Balsamic is yeah. balsamic-y?
Yeah.
My mind's going to vinaigrettes.
All right. You've been on like a hot streak on the pod lately. You've been funny. I think it's since you've gotten in your head about cancer, since you've converted to Islam. And the people of the internet have noticed that you've gotten funnier.
What are you talking about?
The anus subreddit again. Anus pod on Reddit, which we should join.
I've seen that they're getting bigger.
They are. But they posted a poll. Who was funnier, Nick or KB?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
This again?
What? No. Because you won.
I know, but like, don't.
Why do you sound so surprised?
We're not in therapy right now. I'm not your therapist.
What? I'm not hung up on it. You won 144 to 127.
44. What's 144 minus 127?
27.
What?
You won by 27.
14. No. 17.
You won by 17.
That's a tech fall in wrestling. That's when the match is so out of hand that they have to stop it before the.
Did you see this online?
You just said it.
But did you see the comments?
No.
I only voted for KB because I thought the votes would be like 90% Nick, and I didn't want KB to feel bad.
The irony, boys.
Nick is very consistent and thoughtful. Everything he does is funny, and he knows it before he says it. KB is willing to take swings that are further out there.
Shit.
Yeah, but you got to swing to hit grand slams.
Nick brings the pure comedy in Kyle.
Wait. Nick brings the pure comedy in Kyle what?
Kyle is a cleft-lipped monster.
Where did that start?
I don't know how that started, that you have a cleft lip. But I like that. I like that they're trying to fuck with us now.
Yeah, I want to join that.
This subreddit's...
I want to be a poster.
Let's join. What's your name going to be?
Mavis Beacon.
What's Mavis?
Mavis Beacon?
Yeah.
That was like the typing class. Black woman.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't remember Mavis Beacon.
Why would I remember fucking
Mavis?
He was
like a middle-aged, like light-skinned black woman.
He was a middle-aged,
it was a woman
taught
woman.
Typing.
When we went to computer class, it was the typing class. It was the typing program.
What was our?
There was the games where you're on the highway, you're swerving, you have to type as fast as possible.
That was Mavis Beacon.
Mavis Beacon.
What was our?
Everyone remembers Mavis. I don't think it was a real person.
What was our typing teacher's name? Mrs. Huckleberry. Hilberry. Mm. Okay, Mavis Beacon. All right, no, that sounds fun. I don't remember that at all. Was there one where you had to run from a T-Rex?
You're thinking of Kitten Cannon on Addicting Games.
Yeah, I guess I am. All right. I pitched an interesting hypothetical to you guys this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't have an answer for me. It was, if you see a stunningly beautiful woman way out of your league, so I guess she doesn't really have to be stunningly beautiful. If you see like a decent looking girl way out of your league,
if you see like the most moderately attractive girl possible,
that plain just, like, woman over there is way out of your league.
That's out of your
damn
league.
Cabe, you swung for the fences to get this plain woman.
That's the reality for some people.
but you guys, like,
if her name was Penis,
yeah,
if it was, what a hypothetical.
Yeah, I just thought, like, meet a girl, you guys get along really well, she laughs, she makes you laugh, she's beautiful, everything's perfect, but her name is Penis. Would you date her?
I would just take her on a date. Names are like, so you can go by any. This girl is just like dead set on she's Penis.
It was her mother's name.
It's like
her
a
mother
touchy
was
subject.
Like, yeah, it was like a, yeah.
Like if you like try to like even coerce her to like go by a nickname.
Nissy.
Fuck, that would be hard.
Is that short for like Vanessa? No, I wish. Vanessa's probably worse than the name Penis.
You, and this is not even me ragging on you. It's kind of a compliment. Before, or maybe a little after, the Super Bad Dick sketchbook
mm-hmm.
was popularized in the movie.
Yeah.
With all like the like amazing sketches of dicks and different elements. You always did that.
I did that before.
You
could have
made a career out of that. That was like your best skill.
So
there was one where the
I know
dick,
exactly which
it was like an it was a sentient cock.
Yeah, the arms and eyes.
And it was someone like just walked in on the cock showering. He was like, didn't know what part of his body to cover up with his
So I
hands.
Did this comic of a dick and I like Xerox it and gave it to like some of the kids at the school. I used to make comic books in school. And like one of like the small little one-off comics in the book was like always like a dick. And this dick mm-hmm. had like this guy, a normal human walked in on a dick in the shower and the dick didn't know what to cover up because the whole thing's a dick. And that was, that was pretty.
I like,
I'm not decent.
Could you find that, you think?
Yeah, probably. I we'll have a lot of them
that.
At home.
Yeah.
When we'll I go home, I'll pull. Oh, yeah. How did you remember that? Did you have one of those comic books?
I may have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, sorry for bringing that up.
That's fine. No, that was a weird. I also. No, never mind.
It was a weird what?
I had weird interests.
28 past years?
Yeah. No. I was like, I was obsessed with poop as a kid.
And yeah.
I had this series. My mom bought me a little digital camera. It was red. And I did this series. It was like I did it to make videos of like when I found like animal poop. And it was called Dr. Poop. And I would like describe the poop.
In what form?
Video.
You would. So
were you front
talking
facing?
Into the camera?
No, I was not front facing.
You were narrating?
I was narrating the poop. And I had a camera full of poop narrations.
Can you find that?
I could actually call my mom.
Where were
about
you?
That.
What were you scouring?
I was
for
in the woods.
Poop? You're the woods behind your house.
Yeah.
And, well, like, what would you say? Like, give
I would
me
just
an
describe. I don't quite remember. I would just like, I would call it like, I'd try to be like technical, so I'd like call it pelt, and like I would just like describe it and the consistency and if it was fresh or not.
I don't want to. I hate to do this. Call. Let me.
Do you actually need? I've never told you. I'm actually
see if you're
really embarrassed sorry. About that one. Man, I've called my mom like the past 3 episodes now. Yeah, I think I called myself Dr. Poop.
Hello?
Ma, you're on the podcast again.
Oh boy.
Remember that digital camera, the red one?
The red digital camera, yes.
What was the series I did on that?
Oh, do I have to say?
I was embarrassed too. I don't even, like, we're really struggling to talk about things. I've never really opened up to the guys before, but.
About, you just went around and took all different pictures of human waste and doggy
human
waste.
Human waste?
Sometimes it was mine.
Who's going around? You don't go around and stumble upon
human waste?
No, it was like what did I call myself?
I don't remember that.
I think I was Dr. Poop.
Oh, God. gosh. Yeah. I don't remember.
Wait, were they pictures or videos?
They were pictures, weren't they?
I think I narrated videos.
Was he narrating them with his voice?
Oh, gosh. This is going back.
Yeah, I know. I was young. My memory. Yeah, but I carried that camera everywhere just in case I stumbled upon poop.
Yeah, did you tell him you also had fake doggy doo-doo that you used to take to the family picnics?
No, I didn't.
That's
just
straight up funny. Yeah. The other thing is more concerning.
I would put it, we would go to family picnics and I would put the fake poop between two pieces of bread and like eat it in front of people.
That's good.
Yeah.
Or up on the table.
Yeah, I would just put it everywhere. Yeah, I was obsessed with poop. It was like my favorite thing.
Yes.
Luckily, I grew out of that.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah. All right. Love you, Mom.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Bless her soul. I was probably diagnosable.
Yeah, like because like the kids like going around killing like little animals, like that at least has like some thrill to it.
Yeah,
like there, I get it, kind of, because like there people hunt, like killing things with weapons. There's something to it,
and yeah, it's like primal.
There's an A and B.
I kind of want to take this out of the podcast because I'm embarrassed.
You like searching for poop and just like describing it?
I would go out of my way. And I was 7, 8. No, I was probably 9, 10.
I can't tell which way is worse.
I don't think you were 7, 8, or 9 because I don't think the technology for those type of cameras was there. We still had Polaroids, like disposable cameras.
So were you like 14?
I wasn't like 14. I was probably 12.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't even know why I brought that up.
No, you shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So is Maresh dating someone on heroin?
This is insane.
Our buddy Maresh,
recently
divorced. Great guy.
Which that was, love him. That was shocking, though, when you told me that. How old is he?
26, 27.
I guess that's like a thing. People get married in their mid-20s. And
well, he got married during COVID and divorced during COVID.
That's a
And a dog in between. But now he's a dog.
So he's been dating, and he said...
he's big on Hinge, and he's like a handsome man.
Very good looking.
Handsome... wealthy man. Mm-hmm. And he's doing well on Hinge, but he's been going out with his girl.
He said, okay, so she made heroin jokes, which is something we do all the time.
But like
she made like 3 in 1 date.
The first date. And he's in denial. He's like, yeah, I don't think she does heroin. I'm like, dude, she's trying to normalize that she does.
She's trying to trivial. No. Well, the first one was just like, I don't even know what was it.
The first one was like, about the vaccine, and she was like, I have no problem with needles. I do heroin.
And he was like, if I heard that, I was like, I would love it. I would be like, yes, this is the type of chemistry I want.
But in that same date.
And I guess he like kind of giggled. He didn't do a heroin joke back.
No.
Which is what you look for.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of laughed.
But she didn't give up.
And then she did another heroin joke.
Yeah, it was, they were about to order, and he's like, do you want an appetizer? And she's like, nah, I'm not too hungry. I had heroin.
Heroin. This girl just does heroin.
And then she made There was a third one of like
there. She was on the subway and she took a picture of one of the ads.
A text from this morning,
and it was like an ad for like a rehabilitation or a recovery clinic. And she was, what did she say? It was like, I feel like these ads are targeting me.
Yeah, and it was like trying to wean off heroin. And
so she just does heroin.
I think she like maybe like she just want like, okay, he liked the heroin joke. That's what he's trying to, because I think he's attracted to her. We're meeting her this weekend.
Yeah, but like
if she's alive,
in order to keep a joke going, like you need more than just a giggle. Like you need them to like talk, like reciprocate the joke.
That or like if he like was watching, what's that Jared Leto movie where he does heroin?
I don't know.
Requiem for a Dream. Oh, and he like sent her a snap like, is this you?
Or if she was like, I'm too full for dessert. I just had heroin. And he was like, yeah, like I'm wearing long sleeves to cover up my track marks.
Yeah. If he like
that would,
but he's never pushed back once. Yeah. I don't know. We need to get to the bottom of that.
It can't be. Right. Yeah. Like a one-sided inside joke.
No.
Unless she's just like really fucking with him. Like, she's not interested in him at all. And she's like, let's see how long she's I can make heroin jokes.
She's either my dream girl or just gonna die soon.
No, she's your dream girl either
way. Which would be your dream girl. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah. If that's just like a long running bit where she's just like obsessed with like
just pushing people away.
Like that's awesome. I'm in love with her. If she is a heroin addict who's like functioning enough to like go out with future suitors. What is his profession?
He's like he is a tech startup guy.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Try to fuck her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend?
Sooner the better. Right?
I guess. Are you ready to fuck right now?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I would need a girl who's good with bedside manner.
Meaning what?
Telling me like, you know, it's going to be okay.
Pre or post?
What do you mean?
During?
Oh, no. Just like from like a nursing standpoint.
So if this girl had a long bit where she pretended to do heroin, you'd be into that.
Yes.
What if her name was Penis?
Oh, man.
See?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you do the last ad for us, too?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
KB with a bone to pick on how we walk. I'm reading Owen's. What's what? You have a bone to pick on how we walk?
You guys take up the whole sidewalk.
No, we don't.
You have no spatial awareness and you're completely oblivious to anybody behind you who is trying to walk at a faster pace and or pass you on the sidewalk.
You walk 20 feet behind us. No, we walk.
Behind you to police how you walk, and it's always poorly. There's other people
that
on
can't
the
be
sidewalk.
The reason you walk behind us.
You guys are two to three bodies wide,
and then one person's usually
nobody,
a little back.
Like so, nobody can like weave in and out of you or between you.
What's the solution?
You have to, if you're going to walk at a slow pace where people...
We're not walking slow. You're walking 10 feet behind us.
At a pace that isn't as fast as everyone else on the subway or on the sidewalk. So there are people who are going faster than you and you're taking up the sidewalk so people can't pass you. So we'll go to one side, both of you, and don't walk parallel to each other.
The people can walk around.
And they do.
Okay.
And they don't complain.
Yeah. You're the one making a fool of yourself, loudly complaining about us.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't you walk next to us one day?
No.
Why don't you lead the pack one day?
Oh,
what?
Jesus, I don't know.
You stressing still?
About the cancer?
Yes, about the cancer. What else?
It's not that. I'm more stressing about like the fact that I don't have cancer. And
you're just itchy for no reason.
Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, you get like none of the credit.
Why the fuck am I? I'm always itchy.
Night sweats.
The fuck?
Are you celebrating Christmas this year?
Yeah. Got my mom a canoe.
Did you actually?
No.
Aren't you Muslim?
Yeah, you are Muslim. You are not celebrating.
People like that.
What?
Yeah, I'm Muslim.
People were complaining that we didn't show the hat. The clip is really funny. Fucking funny.
We just got to post it.
I don't know.
Yeah, at this point, it's like people would expect more, I guess.
I don't know.
We get to 75,000 subscribers on YouTube.
75,000, we drop the hat.
Yeah.
We are at 7,000 right now. So we're close.
Mm.
Yeah, 75,000, we'll drop the hat. Make burners. I don't care. All right, anything else to add?
What else?
Next week, we're bringing them back, the PG-13s. Do you want to?
Yes, definitely. It's my favorite week of the year.
Yeah, this is the third annual. We did one before I worked here.
Yeah.
Just privately.
It's not quite, it wasn't like the same date. It hasn't been a year, but.
It's been over a year. No, podcast hasn't been around for a year, has it?
Yeah.
Yeah. November. Yeah.
We had our
birthday. I don't think it's been a year, but yeah, we're going to do this.
We're going to do the PG-13. So if you guys have submissions for the historically, it's like the Hall of Fame. It does not have to be recent.
Mm-hmm.
The Hall of Fame of, for those who don't know, PG-13s are the pussy getter 13s.
The 13 best pussy getters in their respective categories.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Harry's pussy went to Best Truman.
Harry Truman's wife.
Truman's wife. Mm-hmm. Who I forget. That's the only one I remember.
Someone I remember.
All right. Yeah. So maybe she'll repeat. I don't know. Can you get two busts? We'll run through the previous winners. Yeah. Next. Yeah. So if you have any suggestions for the PG-13s, maybe these Home Alone hats will be in the store.
The ones where, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the ability to create original logos at all. Have we? Yeah, the Untold. Yeah, we did once.
I don't think anyone has ever done like the embarrassed penis.
You want us to sell embarrassed penis shirts?
It's just a sketch idea.
Like a sketch, like show?
For you to draw.
Yeah, I'll draw it. I'll tweet it. We'll tweet that on Christmas. All right. Owen, anything to add?
Nope. Love you guys.
Love you too.
All right, yeah. Shut up.
You know you don't have cancer, right?
Yeah. No.
You mean you're exactly your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
What? No!